listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, to the Progressive guest line we go. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Bobby Belt joins us, NFL Network Cowboy Insider. Dallas playing New Orleans coming up on Thursday night. They've lost three of their last four. The Saints on the other side, they've lost four in a row. We'll get an insight onto the Cowboys. We'll also be missing their head coach. How are you, Bobby?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Always good talking to you. Sometimes when this, especially in the last couple of years with coaches not being around for COVID or for whatever reason, sometimes it's a big deal, sometimes it's a little deal. What does it mean for the Cowboys that he is not going to be on the sidelines?
I think it's a smaller deal than with other teams just because Mike McCarthy, you know, he doesn't call the offense. There's kind of been this running joke in Dallas that, you know, nobody's quite sure what he does. just because you don't see much of it. He's not calling the plays. It doesn't seem like he's the one, you know, putting together the game plan. You know, when things went so horribly wrong last year, he didn't look like you could give him much blame for that last year. Didn't look like you could give him much credit for what this year. So I don't know how much he does other than some of the game management decisions and some of the fourth down calls, which have at times been a problem for them this year. So I actually think it may be a slight improvement with Dan Quinn. Who knows? We'll see.
Are there any COVID outbreak sort of people who are not playing that will affect the game? Terrence Steele isn't going to play. Some assistant coaches. Is there anything that does stand out?
I mean, they're ravaged on their coaching staff right now. I mean, it's none of the coordinators. It's not like the big position coaches, but I mean, they are having like, you know, offensive assistants and strength coaches and stuff like that have gotten it. And then, of course, there's been McCarthy. On the player side, I mean, they're still waiting for Cooper to come off the COVID list. He's apparently still dealing with some post-COVID symptoms, so they're not entirely sure if he's going to play yet. That'd be a big deal for them. They are going to get CeeDee Lamb back this week from his concussion, though, so that's a positive. They have their Pro Bowl caliber right tackle, Lyle Collins, that they had kind of benched in favor of Steele. And so, not because of, you know, initially it was because of a suspension, and they just thought Steele had played well enough to keep the job. So it wasn't a classic benching, like with problematic play. But, I mean, they do have that benefit that if Steele's not going to be able to go, they have a guy like Lyle Collins, who they paid a lot of money to in recent years to be their right tackle.
What's the status of Ezekiel Elliott? What's it been this week? I know he's dealing with an ankle injury, but there was a talk that he may not play Thursday given the short week. Is that a reality?
He's had a really tough time with a knee injury the last few weeks. And he's not been the same player. He's gone, I think, six straight games without 60 yards rushing, which is the longest streak of his career. And so he's just not been the same productive player. I think if you need an example of how bad he feels, he scored a touchdown on Thanksgiving and didn't even think about jumping in the kettle. I mean, that's kind of where he's at physically. I think internally there are some people who'd like him to sit and rest and get the knee better, but, I mean, that's not Zeke. Zeke had said that he's a tough guy and he's going to power through it, but there is kind of this, you know, law of diminishing returns here of, you know, how much is this worth it? You know, you need to sit at some point because, you know, at this point there's a question of how effective are you, how much are you helping this team?
How important is the running game? I mean, they're in the top 10 in both categories, but how important has the run game been and the lack of the run game in the last couple of games?
Yeah, there's this ongoing debate, obviously, in the new analytical era about how important the run game is, period.
Yeah.
And that, you know, a lot of people feel like the run game is just, you know, is meant to kind of add to the passing game, but the passing game should be your main focus. And I think that's how the Cowboys generally view things. But if you have absolutely no run game, then, I mean, they can do things to kind of press you in the passing game. If you can't make them pay for loading up against your pass, well, then that's a problem. That's something the Cowboys have dealt with recently. Their run blocking hasn't been great. Ezekiel Elliott's been banged up. When they do things like break a 31-yard run on Thanksgiving with Tony Pollard, it gets called back because of holding. So, you know, I think they're a team that wants to pass the ball, and that's how they mainly want to move the ball downfield, but it's been difficult for them when their run game's been so inept in recent weeks that, you know, teams are able to cheat a little bit against them.
Yeah, in each loss of the three of the four, each loss has its own kind of story and reason, but is that the main consistent reason is the lack of the running game?
I think the main consistent reason is they've been getting out physical. Teams are punching them in the mouth, and they don't know how to respond to it. You know, they've got a finesse offense, they've got finesse receivers, and I think these receivers are having a tough time beating press coverage. And, you know, with these run blitzes and some of the other things, the offensive line's been losing sort of the physicality in the trench game. And so I think that's been the headline to me over these games. And you saw them finally respond a little bit. You know, let's take some shots downfield in the second half against the Raiders. And they were able to move the ball, but it was a little, you know, too little too late. And so hopefully they've adjusted to that and they can put the AFC West behind them now since they've lost three out of four to that division. And so I think that that's been the main takeaway to me is that this team has sort of disturbingly not been able to respond to physicality from opposing teams.
How important is this game? We still got six left, but it is December. Maybe Washington's creeping up a touch, but in terms of this game, again, not a must win, but what level of importance is Thursday?
And it's funny, if you look at like the history of the Cowboys and the Saints in recent years, it's been a pretty important game each time. 2019, they were 3-0 riding into the Superdome, and they lost, and that kind of started their season on a downward spiral. 2018, it sort of solidified the narrative that the Cowboys were contenders when they beat the AT&T Stadium. You know, that, okay, you've got Cooper, you just beat a really good team, the defense looks legit. 2013, they had the historic Saints set the record for most first downs, got Rob Ryan fired. 2014, it was the victory at AT&T Stadium that set them off as, oh, okay, they are contenders, and everybody forgot about the opening loss to the 49ers. So this has always been kind of a narrative-setting game for them, and I think whether they win or lose, that's going to be the case this week. I think this has a strong chance to kind of direct their season because that's going to be really tough to sit on a fourth loss in five games, sit on that loss for 10 days before you go into a road game against Washington, who's kind of surging a little bit. And so I think it is critical that they get a win, and I think whichever direction it goes, it can really kind of push their season a certain direction.
Bobby Belt joins us again, NFL Network, Cowboys insider. Give us your thoughts on Micah Parsons, because, again, he has just been really playing great.
Yeah, I mean, Micah Parsons is, you know, the Joker card in the deck. He can be whatever they need him to be. You know, he can play in coverage, he can play the run, he can pass rush, he can do it all. I mean, I think that, you know, by the Washington game, they should have Randy Gregory back, have DeMarcus Lawrence back this week. And so when they can get those guys all three on the field together, that's where I think they're really excited about how this defense can look. Because Parsons has been such a special player, such a difference maker. And I think, you know, some of the Trayvon Diggs interceptions that have dried up in recent weeks, you may see some of those return once these three guys are pass rushing together. But, I mean, yeah, Parsons is a physical freak and is proving early on to be such an emotional catalyst for that defense as a young player, which is really rare, that I think that there's just, you have a tough time under or you have a tough time overselling overestimating just how important he is to this team right now.
Your thoughts on Washington? We saw them Monday night, and there's been a percolating interest in how they're playing because they've won three in a row. Do you find Washington a threat? How do you see them?
I wouldn't on paper find them to be a threat to Dallas because I think Dallas is just a much more talented team. But with Dallas kind of spiraling and them gaining some momentum, that would be concerning to me. I mean, I don't think you want to catch a hot team that's kind of feeling themselves a little bit and then you're having questions about how well you can respond to physicality, especially if they throwback Ron Rivera type of mindset, which is about physicality and punishing opponents. And so that would be the concern for me is just we've seen how much they struggle with physical opponents, and Washington wants to play physical football. And Washington's kind of getting that momentum and feeling good about themselves. And so that's the biggest concern to me. I think there's a talent deficit there. I think Dallas is clearly more talented than Washington, but the issues of physicality that Dallas has shown, they kind of start spiraling a little bit and getting down on themselves, and then you got to walk into that road environment here in a couple weeks, then, yeah, I think Washington can pose a real threat to them.
Bobby, always good talking to you, my friend, and I really appreciate it. We'll definitely catch up with you as we get closer to the end of the season.
Absolutely appreciate it.
You got it. Bobby Belt, again, NFL insider, and really knows this team really well. Just looking at where Dallas is right now, 7-4, and we bring up Washington because, again, I was a little, I don't know. I know announcers want to hype up what they're calling. I've done it myself many, many times. But, boy, there was a little love there for Washington on that Monday night crew. They really like the way this team is playing. You still look at Dallas, though, right? We all kind of look at Dallas as a team that when they fix things, they should win this division and win it going away. It's more going to be Dallas losing it than anybody coming up and getting them. But here's the thing. Dallas is playing the Saints on Thursday night on the road, then Washington on the road, the Giants on the road, and then home against Washington. Now, look, divisional games are tough. They really are. I mean, you know that team really well. You practice it for that team. You go into the draft, you know, trying to fix pieces of the puzzle to beat the teams in your division. But if Washington is playing this good and like he said, physical and comes at this Cowboys team, we might, the day after Christmas, we might be looking at the NFC East differently than we are right now. Do I think Washington gets two games against Cowboys? No, but if Dallas does stumble a bit and Washington stays this hot, we might be talking about them on December 26th and going, all right, where is this division actually going? Rather than a couple of weeks ago, you know, going to October where we thought, oh my God, the Cowboys are going to run away with this thing and have it wrapped up by the time we turn the calendar.
I think what we need is just a completely healthy Cowboys team. It feels like each week somebody is injured. The COVID protocol for Mike McCarthy. I mean, that's, you know, nobody saw that one coming. But again, I mean, you know, there's that that's looming out there. It just seems like there's something in the news for the Cowboys other than just pure football happening to them each week.
Yeah,
you don't hear about it with other teams as much.
Right, exactly. And I think I do like the way Washington's playing, and Chase Young is hurt and they're still playing the way they are.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, when Dallas is on, Dallas is by far the better team in that division.
They're probably one of the best, would say the best team in the NFC.
Yeah.
When they got their two-headed beast going, and I'm taking Zeke Elliott and Tony Pollard, when they have those two running full speed, they're untouchable.
Right, right. And again, I get it. Look, they beat, you know, the Washington's beating the Buccaneers, a struggling Panthers team, and now the Seahawks, and a struggling Seahawks team, but it's still Russell Wilson with a beat-up thumb and all. But come on, let's not get overly dramatic here about Washington.
Seahawks lost that game.
Yeah, of course.
Washington, I almost said the R word.
I know. Actually, Steve Levy actually did in the Monday night game. It's still going to take a while until they get a new name. I don't like calling them the football team. If I'm going to keep saying the Cowboys and the Giants and the Eagles, then I got to go Washington. And if I have to go football team, I just don't like going football team.
Do we have to just go city name now? Just like right. Dallas, New York?
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
So you can't, because we have two New Yorks. You can't do that.
Find a name and stay with it.
Yeah.
All right, it is Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.